Hello?
Hello,
Hello?
Valentina. This is Sheldon here. How are you?
I'm okay. You're calling again from this phone, from Liz's phone. I'll see if I can hear you well.
Can you hear
So,
me?
how are you? Yeah, I can hear well, yeah.
Perfect. So, okay, let me open your email. Let's see. Search up Valentina. Okay, here we have it. So you sent me two email with changes, right?
Yeah.
One is that you want to change the dedication since, unfortunately, your granddaughter did have her birthday.
Yeah, I was writing to you in the next email that I was devoting this book to her birthday, to 20th, her 20th birthday. But unfortunately, this book is in the process, April, May, June, July, for 4 months. So the dedication must be changed to, I don't remember what I said. A dedication, I dedicate this book to my darling granddaughter Daria.
Okay.
Dashenka, it's Daria, Daria is her name. And it will
Ooh.
be in all books, okay? I will not
Okay.
tell you that in this book this it will be the same, because I don't believe that it will be to any anniversary or something else. It's
I
like I
do.
have bad experience with this book.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Let me do something first. Let me tell you something first. There's one important thing I want to update you on. I just got the
Yeah.
update from our publishing department. The
Yeah,
specific
so
font,
much. Okay.
the specific font we're using, that is the Midnight Junkyard. The problem with that font is that it's not compatible with the platforms. If you want, I can use it in a different way. I'll just add a picture of that at the front. But that's the best I can do. I cannot add the specific font as typed out. I can add a picture. Is that okay with you?
So I don't understand. So you cannot use this the same font as it's on the cover page?
Yeah, I can, but it's going to be a picture not typed out.
So, but I don't like this on title page. I don't like this font. Use something else. Too simple.
Okay, let me actually do something. I will be able to use that. I'll work my own magic. Don't worry
Something
about
you
it.
have this, yeah, you have these children's fonts we do not have. And Lisa, send Scott some even I don't have, he had, and he doesn't give it to me because he is angry with me, okay?
Okay.
So
It's fine.
it's funny, yeah. So the second, the narrow picture tulips is not outlined. It was Scott's mistake. He didn't notice that can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What is it? It's on your
I was actually
display.
getting another call, but I was able to hear you. Sorry.
Okay. So I want these tulips to be removed. And because they are not outlined and they are just quite different, they are not good to just match to those. So I want you to put those purple flowers. You put it. Let it be all the same, right?
We'll add the morning glories. Okay.
Yeah. Remove it and insert. Yeah. Okay. The zoo story is very close to the title. I think that there is no place to put correctly, not to taking it to another page. There are only in my, maybe it changed after you said, but there are only three lines on the other page, and the rest of the page is empty.
Wait, which
Is
page
it?
are you talking about? Let me get down. You're
The
talking
zoo
about
story.
at the zoo, right?
Yeah. at the zoo. And now, did you see that the text is chat?
Yeah, it's just three lines. Yeah, it's just three lines.
And, so I decided maybe I'll change a little bit the text so we could put it into one page without taking it to another one.
I have a question, though. I have a question, though. Why would you want to do that? Even though I understand that it's empty, I do understand that it's empty, but it's very common in books to have that. Even if I can, you know, rather than reducing the words, I think it's better to leave it as it is. I'll add another space right below the title, and you'll get some extra lines over there.
Okay.
But what
and
it
then
will
you
do
put
is,
that purple, and then you'll put that purple flowers, right?
Yeah, I'll put the purple flowers.
And I was thinking about changing the places to take the last story and to put it. But if you put these purple flowers, it works okay. So that's what I wanted to talk about this story. The most important, I don't like this title page at all. Oh, and very important, I give you a different password, and it was Dashinka 2002 because she was born in 2002, and you changed to Dashinka 2020, and you said that I must sign in, and I was signing because I was sure that I gave you the right password. So to sign in, I had to change the password to the right.
I have that email. Yeah.
Okay, but it's capital Dashinka. I'm an old woman, and I send something and say, oh my God, what I did. I just sent the wrong password. So that's the rest is, of course, I don't like the picture. The boys are in Pocono, but it's my fault if I made an ugly picture of Eddie, like a baby, but that's okay.
It's okay.
My specific, and my granddaughter, she is a real artist. My daughter, I'm looking here for some paintings. Mm-hmm. I am an ugly artist, but my granddaughter say, I will not help you illustrate because you have a unique style. Okay.
So I think it's fine that you're doing this yourself. I think it's very nice.
Yeah.
She actually wants you to do this yourself.
Yeah. I wrote a story, Adventures of the Off Curious Click-Clack, the Clothes Team. I told you.
Yes, you
did. Husband asked about, and I'm just here. I'm very just lonely. I don't like to be alone, so I'm drawing pictures. So I'll insert, because the story is about 6,000 words, and I want it to be a lot of illustrations, and as you made half illustration and text is in front and behind the after the text. So I'm making pieces. Then you'll have a choice what to throw and what to leave, okay? Because it's
perfect.
Okay. So what about these two stories I sent you?
Okay.
I don't know if this Halfer Mission or the Halfer Mission or just how to write. If it's exact, unique, it will be the Halfer Mission, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or geography project or geographical project.
I think Halfer Mission is fine.
Yeah, geography is fine?
I think
geographical project?
Geographical project doesn't really make sense. I think geography project is fine. I believe Halfer Mission is better. It's a kid's, it's more, since you have aliens on, what looks like aliens on the main cover, I think Halfer Mission makes a lot more sense for kids.
So So you think that House of Mission and that's it? No geographical project, right?
Yeah, there's no requirement for
because
a geographical project.
And because at the beginning I am just explaining that this is a project of a smart teacher. I'm a teacher too, and I would make exactly what I wrote.
Oh, wait, I have a question. How about, this is, the Health for Mission is basically a part of a geography project, right?
A part of what?
Part of a geography project, right?
Yeah, or geography. Because first they made geography project, and then when they finished, they decided that it's more important what they did on the planet than the geography project itself. It means more.
I think what we can do is part of geography project.
I'm thinking
is like if you are to plan more books related to Health for Mission, you know, we can say Health for Mission Geography Project, the new Health for Mission, some other, you know, novel with some kind of, you know, project like this, some different adventure, same people.
Okay, welcome to it. I didn't choose the variant because I like it's. It's why, you know, what I write, you are just editing, but it's what I delivered. So I don't know what is correct.
Yeah, I do.
So did you read this story?
I did read a bit of the story. I was actually trying to format it more first than I was going to read it, but right now I'm trying to just go for formatting hard on. That's why I wanted to contact you and talk to you about that, like, on the first day, but I wasn't actually getting enough time to do that. I have formatted a bit of the book, but what I want to ask you is mainly because the pictures are different in size.
Mm-hmm.
Can I, one, make a standard size for all the pictures? And two,
you do whatever you think is all right. And because I made these pictures, I shorten them as I understand without any scientific background. So you know how to do it, and I'll see the variant. You do. I give you power of doing everything what you think is good, okay?
Perfect. I think should be able to give you the first book by Friday, and by the next Friday I should be able to give you the second book. Does that sound good?
Yeah, and when you read the second, and if you didn't read this story is about how two boys are trying to tell the story, and this story, the second one must recognize if it's a true story or
mm-hmm.
it's not true, and they are lying to you. So I'm not sure about the final title for the story, but I like the story, the last story of eight in this manuscript. So
mm-hmm.
When you read, then you will give me your opinion, okay? Because I want you to, as a consultant for me.
Perfect.
Not Scott.
You know what? By the way, one more thing you need to do for me. I need you to do me one favor, okay? I need you to send me that picture, the one, the Health for Mission picture, the front cover, and the front cover for this one and the front cover for other one. I want just the pictures of those two because I can't extract a good picture from the, you know, the document. It's not a good picture if I extract it from the document. I need the original. Can you give me that?
So, you mean cover page for Health for Mission?
Yes, cover page for Health for Mission and for this book.
Which I was writing with my hand, Health for Mission, or which is?
No, the one you've drawn out, the one you've drawn out, the ones attached at the first page of the file you sent me.
Okay, and the second, then
the business one, I think we are both of them, both of them. You need to send me both of them because when we're uploading the book, the cover is sent separately. and the manuscript
yeah,
is sent separately.
I'm not sure. Yeah, but I think that you will prompt me something maybe fancy, and because it's to attract children's attention.
Do you want to go for
so
a cover?
Will...
Do you want to go for a cover? We can do that.
Oh, I'm just in. I shall show the approximately they can write. I'm just in. Just a creative person, the teacher, so I could do this and that. But my crux letters, I don't think maybe we'll find a font, something like that. But, okay, I will send. But I'll send you. I'll be home. They are coming, my kids, today they are in Florence. And tomorrow, the last city they are visiting, and they are coming on Thursday. So on Friday I'll be home.
Okay.
So and we'll talk to you from there. Okay.
Perfect. We can talk on Friday. On Friday, what I'll do is, I'll send you the first book. We can open it together. And you can give me your review on what changes you want, and I'll do them on the call on the fly. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can, it will be minor edits because I think most of what I'll do is you'll like what I'm mostly going to do, and we'll work this out real quick, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. And I should also be able to get your book live very soon. The first one should be live very soon, okay? And I'll start the marketing process for it then. Okay?
I believe.
Perfect.
And one more question. The book will be on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. What does it mean, Google? Something was
Google Books.
Mentioned.
It's another platform. I'll be showing you all the platform lists as soon as they get live. Okay? Peace by peace.
Certainly. Thank you for calling and for talking. And
no problem.
It's
a pleasure talking
and,
to you.
Yeah, pleasure to talk with you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Valentina. Take care. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.